Welcome, everybody, to a new episode. Getting into the deeper, well, not really deeper. We're getting into more detail, I guess, on the becoming a nuanced thinker thing that we've been doing. Today we're talking about, and today I'm going to show you how to do, so in the episode that I did the other day, I talked about one of the things I've really noticed about how like if there's something that you, let's say you find some channel on YouTube or something, right, and you agree with what the person is saying, things like this. Well, oftentimes what I've noticed will happen, or like a political party or whatever, oftentimes what I've noticed will happen is you'll notice those things that you agree with, and you'll agree with the party, and not notice things that might be true or false. Or you'll notice things that will be true in something somebody says, but not notice the problems with it, or the falseness of it, things like this, right? And so what I want to do in this episode is help you figure out how to do this yourself with an example that I've been thinking about a lot, actually, within the last few months, because it's something that people talk about. And it's really something that I had a different view on a few months ago, but the more that I think about this, the more that I've really come to understand that this is probably not the case. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to show you the positives and negatives of what we're going to be talking about, which is, should you choose your value system over other things, right? And so the thing I want to think about, one of the things I think about when it comes to this is politics. Because oftentimes what I've noticed is that politics is about choosing your values over what's actually happening. And so this honestly is one of the things that's creating a lot of problems, because nobody's willing to compromise. You know, left is not willing to compromise. The right is not willing to compromise. Some of the left is willing to compromise with some of the right is, but like most of that is, has more to do with, a lot of that seems to be very rare nowadays. And it comes down to this idea that like, oh, she have values that you shouldn't compromise on those values and things like this, right? Should you compromise your values? I think the answer to that question is going to depend on several factors, but to me the answer is like, it depends, but most of the time I say the answer is probably a yes, unless it has to do with like things that might affect certain like things that might take away freedoms from people, or things that might keep people from seeing the possible truth and things like this, right? But honestly, I've come to this point where it's like you can't even if that is the case that you shouldn't compromise on values, it doesn't mean that you're going to get what you want anyways. Even if you do, you might do so by angering everybody else. And that's one of the things we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of people unwilling to compromise on what their values are, and so we're seeing these extreme laws on abortion, or we're seeing these extreme laws on immigration and things like this, because nobody is willing to, very few people are actually willing to compromise on these positions, because they have this idea that the answer is to not compromise on values. That's one problem that I've noticed with doing this. You have to be very, very careful about this. This is why, when it comes to values, I think it's more of a self-based thing. You have to be very willing to keep it to yourself. Whereas oftentimes people are spouting their values everywhere, like on X and things like this, because they're so stuck in like, oh, we shouldn't compromise on this, we shouldn't compromise on that, and you know, things like this. But, there are things that, like, we probably shouldn't compromise on. Honestly, there are probably things that we should be very willing to fight for if necessary. But, like, those things are things that, like, should be, like, 1%, like, rare things, like, things that, if they happen, yeah, that's a problem that should be dealt with, but they're rare, like, they're something that I don't think is as common as people think it is. So, the one thing I think about as well when it comes to this is, how are you doing this? Now, if you're doing this in a way like you have a value or a principle or whatever that you're living by, and you're not willing to compromise how you're living by that, that's one thing to some extent. There are problems with that we can get into perhaps, but if your values are, let's say you have a value or a principle that says, oh, like, you know, God says that gay people are bad, we must force them into conversion therapy or things like this, right? Then that's probably not a good idea. That's probably wrong to do this. But that's the mindset. Like, we shouldn't compromise on values. We shouldn't compromise on positions. Things like this, right? And this is one of the reasons why I've honestly come to this point of understanding that you really should not be using your emotions to make decisions. In most cases. Because your emotions are a fickle friend. It's really something that it's really something to watch as it happens too. Like, when people are angered and they make decisions based on that anger, it doesn't often work out very well. I mean, it causes wars and causes problems and things like this, because the emotions, your emotions are kind of like the alarm system, the body alarm system. But oftentimes the body alarm system goes off at, like, things that, like, are, like, minor, like, oh, somebody said a bad word, or, oh, somebody is chewing loudly, and it's like, this is really annoying, you're dumb, like, why are you doing this, right? Like, it's really strange things. But that's because you value quiet, or you value whatever it is, and this other value person does not, right? So uncompromising on this value could make you go, oh, stop doing that, you're being annoying, you know, things like this. And honestly, it's all kind of silly. Like, I've honestly come to this point where it's like, you can't take yourself and your values seriously, because if you do, you're going to be upset by things that happen that contradict this value, which is going to happen. Things are going to happen that are going to contradict this value. They're going to contradict this viewpoint, whatever your viewpoint is, whatever your value is, whatever it is. And so if you think that this value is the best value, the only value, the good value, whatever it is, you're going to be upset when things are not fitting in with this value system, this viewpoint. Because that's how your mind works. You can't take these things seriously. You know, one thing to really become aware of is that your mind, like, if you don't have a religious belief, your mind substitutes that religious belief with something else that it may be very uncompromising. It may be very compromising in different ways, but, you know, things like this. And of course, we can get into the positive things, positive examples of uncompromising values. Like, if we were to compromise on Hitler, you know, we probably would have been made in Nazi Germany, things like this. Of course, oftentimes people use the Hitler defense. Like, people often talk about, like, oh, this person is Hitler and this person is a dictator nowadays. It's very hyperbolic, but things like this, right? Which, to me, is not necessarily something that means that this should have been done through a war. This could have been something that we could have seen coming from miles away if people were just aware of, like, Mein Kampf and the things that Hitler said in the book, in his book, the Mein Kampf, right? If people were to be aware of that and take that into account before they started making these decisions, we probably wouldn't have even had a Hitler in the first place. But that's the past and probably something that probably would have only delayed Hitler to power. And it probably helped us from getting away from eugenics. So there is probably that positive, but also a lot of negative that in that bunch of stuff as well. So the I guess it's the end of this episode. This is kind of how you do this, is how you go. You find things that you agree with or disagree with, and you find the positives and the negatives. And you just weigh all that together. And it's not even about making a final decision, like, oh, this is good because of this, or, oh, this is bad because of this. It's just about noticing those problems, noticing those good parts, the bad parts, according to you, of course, right? Or according to your group, or whatever it is, right? Because if you, the reason why I'm pointing out all this is because oftentimes people go to the conclusion of, oh, this person said this person meant this, so he's truthful. When that may not be always the case. People's relationship with truth is honestly very, very sketchy in most cases. So it's probably not even true that this person is completely truthful and honest. Assuming that's even a good thing in the first place, which is another episode that I want to do on this. Something I've really become aware of. But anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. Hope this helps you to do this for other things that you've been thinking about on this, if you've been thinking about things like this. And I'll talk to you on the next episode.